flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Ken from North Carolina is. Ken, are you there?
I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from South Hill. Rumble on the Hill.
Okay,
all right,
yeah.
Let's go, Puyallup, baby.
Oh. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
No. I'm going to stick around. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, for those playing at home, Ken has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Finish this famous slogan. It's not delivery. It's what?
Caesar knows.
Yes. What cruise line is doing a Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
Carnival.
No.
Princess.
No.
Hall of America.
No. What singer is often referred to as goddess of pop?
Aretha Franklin.
No.
I don't know. Madonna.
No.
Lady Gaga.
No. Mac Jones is currently playing for what NFL team?
Isn't he Chicago Bears?
No.
I don't know. 49ers?
No.
LA Chargers?
No. What November date does Thanksgiving land on this year?
The 28th.
Correct. Same name as a type of bird. What's the name of Captain America's cat?
I don't know. Pass.
Which continent has the most countries?
Would be Europe.
No.
Africa.
Correct. Ken, you really could have used that cheat sheet. You got 3 correct.
Rats.
I know Steve wasn't listening to the cheat sheet either. So That's a plus.
That is a plus.
Yeah.
We'll take it wherever we can get it.
And I was like, Ken has confidence. When I, talked to him earlier, he was like, I can for sure beat Migs. So
I thought the same thing once.
Ooh.
Actually, twice?
Yeah, you did.
How'd that go for you?
Still a loser.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Finish this famous slogan. It's not delivery. It's what?
It's Amazon.
No.
It's not delivery. It's Brown.
No.
I don't know. It's FedEx.
Wow. What cruise line is doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
It's DiGiorno.
Yes!
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
What? Excuse me?
What cruise line is doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise?
Alaska?
No.
Kiss?
No.
Pass.
What singer is often referred to as goddess of pop? It's not Carnival, but at least you know cruise line.
Which singer is goddess of pop? Taylor Swift?
No.
Beyonce?
No.
Mariah Carey? Oh
no. God. Mac Jones is currently playing for what NFL team?
New England Patriots.
No.
Oh.
That was last year.
Crap. Who the hell is he playing with now? I have no idea. Pass.
What November date does Thanksgiving land on this year?
The 28th.
Correct. Same name as a type of bird. What's the name of Captain America's cat?
Cockatoo?
No. Wow.
What? My power went out inside my ears.
Hey, clearly.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, yes?
Sarah. How do you like Ken now? Ken's a winner. Ken's a winner.
Yes, Sarah.
Yes, Sarah.
Did Ken's I ever say I didn't like Ken?
Bow down and recognize.
Yeah, you literally had all the confidence, and oh, you only got three. Poor Ken. No, Ken's a winner.
Say it,
okay,
Sarah.
Ken. How many did you get right? Since you're apparently so smart. Or how many
did
how many did Steve get right?
Two.
So what does that happen? What happens
right
there?
I guess Ken's the man.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Oh, don't say that part, but Ken's a winner.
Ken, you are amazing. You are brilliant. I'm
Ken,
so sorry I ever doubted you.
Thank you.
Those questions were hard.
Yeah, they were. They were Sarah questions. What do you expect?
Queen
of pop. Who cares?
I agree.
Well, maybe if you listened on the men's room, you would have known that answer.
I bet the men's room don't even
Disney,
care.
A Disney cruise. Thanks. Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay. Ken and I are in a fight now, okay? No. I don't like you, Ken, anymore.
This game used to be a lot easier when guys were coming up with the questions.
Yeah.
Well, maybe guys need to get a little bit smarter so they can reach my intelligence for me who's making the questions, okay? Female
Ken,
power, biatch.
Ever since 2024, now all of a sudden we got to let women write questions. It's all gone downhill.
Also, I will say, I take that as a compliment that my questions are quote unquote too hard.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, it says a lot about.
You're an excellent quiz master,
my brain.
Sarah.
Anyway, so three answers that maybe.
I bet George writes most of the good questions anyway.
Wow.
Like a good husband does.
No, but he does correct them when my answers are wrong. The cruise line doing the Hallmark Channel Christmas cruise that I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to see Ken on because he sounds like a jolly man is Norwegian Cruise Line.
Mm.
It sold out in like less than a few hours when they put that out.
I didn't even know that was happening.
The singer that's often referred to as the goddess of pop.
Is it Cher?
It sure is.
Oh.
And Mac Jones is currently playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Is he starting?
He is playing now because their starting quarterback, I don't know, is probably injured or something.
Okay.
I did find it funny that Ken was like, the girl question. See, it's a Disney cruise. No one cares about it, which was not a Disney cruise either.
It
was Norwegian.
And there's an NFL question, buddy. It's same name as a type of bird. What is Captain America's cat named?
No, only a woman would know that one.
I know. Only women like superheroes and.
No, cats.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But you can't name a type of bird?
Eagle, sparrow,
goose.
Ah.
Ah. And then one you didn't get to.
Was it Captain Marvel or Captain America?
Captain America. Did I say Captain Marvel?
No, someone said goose is Captain Marvel's cat, not Captain America.
What?
I didn't know that Captain America even had a cat.
Did you know Captain Marvel had a cat?
No.
Exactly. Shut up.
But she's a female superhero. I don't care. You know.
What continent has the most countries, Steve?
Africa.
You know, if you just had rushed your questions, you could have tied Ken and we could have avoided all this.
Mm.
But I guess congrats to him for beating you.
As evidenced by the bomb cyclone yesterday, the bad weather is here, Rockaholics, which means that it is time for us to band together and bring as many coats to local kids in need as possible. It's Coats for Kids time, and there's an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in our state, which means we want to make a little bit of a difference, right, Steve Miggs?
Oh, and the Rockaholics have already been stepping up. Obviously, we have a long ways to go, but they've been donating, and thanks to all the Rockaholics, I've done $20, $50, $100, hell, even $5. Any amount does help. Our goal is, what, $50,000? And I believe we could do it. We've done it before, and we could do it again.
Let's go. You can head to KISW.com to make your donation today.